Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you about a recent report in New England Journal on hormonal contraception and risk of breast cancer. This is an observational study from Denmark that addresses the relationship between the newer, lower dose, more contemporary formulations of hormonal contraception, including progestin-only contraceptives, and the risk of breast cancer. And it identifies a small increase in risk, about 20% magnitude increase, and with longer duration of treatment, 10 or more years, about a 38% increase in risk. Now, this study is an important contribution to the literature, but the findings need to be considered with some caveats, including some methodological limitations of the study and the very low absolute risks of breast cancer that were identified, as well as some attention to the counterbalancing benefits of hormonal contraception, which receive little attention in the report. Now, the strengths of the study are that it's a very large-scale study in Denmark. It includes 1.8 million women who are followed through nationwide registries that are linked, including prescription medication information, breast cancer diagnoses, and some information on clinical characteristics. But it also has some limitations. So although it has information on clinical characteristics such as age, education, parity, some family history of cancer information, it also lacks information on some potentially important confounders, such as age at menarche, alcohol consumption, and very importantly, breast cancer screening behaviors such as clinical breast exams, mammography, and surveillance for breast cancer may differ between women who are clearly in the medical system receiving prescription hormonal medication and women who are not receiving these medications. Now, it's also important to consider the very small absolute risks of breast cancer in this population. These are women below the age of 50, and in this population, there was about 1.3 extra cases of breast cancer per 10,000 women per year using hormonal contraception. So this amounts to about one extra case of breast cancer per 7,700 users of hormonal contraception per year. It's also very important to consider some of the counterbalancing benefits. So hormonal contraception has been linked to a reduced risk of some other cancers. So, for example, for ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer, meta-analyses suggest about a one-third reduction in risk, and some studies show a reduction in colorectal cancer as well. And overall, the meta-analyses do not suggest an increase in total cancer with hormonal contraceptives, or total mortality. Very importantly, hormonal contraception is a very effective form of contraception. So it empowers women to control their reproduction. And we also should take into account that pregnancy itself and childbirth and are not free of risk. And for example, during pregnancy, there's increased risk of thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, in particular. And also with maternal mortality rates are appreciable. In developed countries, they're averaging about two to three per 10,000 live births, and in low-income countries, 10 times higher, 20 to 30 per 10,000 live births. So pregnancy and childbearing itself are not free of risk. So will this study change clinical practice? Well, it's important for women to have this information, and it may be important for shared decision-making with the women together with reviewing their options for contraceptives, but it's not likely to lead to major changes in clinical practice because of these very low absolute risks and the complex benefit-risk ratio. For older women who are in their 40s taking contraception, they do have a higher baseline risk of breast cancer than younger women in their 20s and 30s. 30s, and they may also have a slightly higher risk of cardiovascular complications with these contraceptives. So, of course, it needs to be a careful discussion of benefits versus risks, and having this information as well as information about other options such as IUDs without hormone release and tubal ligation, partner having vasectomy, all these other options that don't involve hormonal contraception are also important to have on the table. Thank you so much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.